की कृपा से और एक कठिन परिक्रमा थी कांदे वन की, वो पूरी हुई। सबसे पहले हम लोग गाठोली ग्राम में गए। गाठोली ग्राम में राधा कृष्ण एक समय बैठे हुए थे। गोपियों ने कृष्ण का पीतंबर और राधा जी की ओढ़नी में गांठ लगा दी और विवाह का गीत गाने लगी। राधा जी ने देखा जे ये क्या, तो समझ गई, बस भागने लगी तो देखा जे गठबंधन है, इसलिए उस स्थान का नाम गठौली हो गया। गांठ बंधौली से गठौली हो गया। उसके पहले रास्ते में गुलाल कुंड गए। गुलाल कुंड में राधा कृष्ण विहार करते थे। होली के दिन में अभी भी लाल रंग उसमें से कुमकुम का निकलता है, धारा प्रवाहित होती है, जो होली के दिन एक ही दिन दिखती है, इसलिए गुलाल निकलने के कारण उसको गुलाल कुंड कहते हैं। आज भी राधा कृष्ण उसमें विहार करते हैं। उसके बाद ही एक गांव बहेज है, उससे होकर के गाड़ी गई, उतरे नहीं। बहेज वह स्थान है जहां पर इंद्र कृष्ण के ऊपर में, ब्रजवासियों को ऊपर में मूसलाधार वृष्टि और वज्रपात किया, तो ब्रजवासियों ने अंत में उसे बेहाया कहा। बेहाया मैंने निर्लज्ज, शेमलेस उसको कहा। इसलिए जहां पर वो इंद्र लज्जित होकर के वहां पर था, इसलिए उस गांव का नाम बहेज हो गया। उसके बाद में ही हम लोग डीग में गए। डीग पुराना ग्राम है, इसका नाम पहले दीर्घपुर था। कृष्ण के समय में नंद बाबा और गोपों का वहां पर डेरा लगा था, इसलिए उस स्थान का नाम डीग हुआ। डेरा मैंने वहां पर ठहरे थे उस दिन, वहां पर थे, इसलिए वो डीग था, ठीक है। और डीग से फिर हम लोग चले आगे, तो भोजन थाली में गए। भोजन थाली कौन कौन वहां पर बोला, बल्ली अच्छा तो यू शुड ट्रांसलेट फर्स्ट माय ट्रांसलेशन।
सो फर्स्ट 26th day of our Rajamani program. Today was a little difficult. We went to the major places in Kamiwan. First we went to Gadholi now. Gadholi means a knot. There Radha and Krishna were sitting together and the gopi smiling tied Krishna's pitamba and riding his anshul together. This is like a marriage. And then began singing marriage songs. And Radhika thought what's going on. She saw it and tried to run, but her cloth was tied. Therefore called Gatoli Gaon. Gato means not. Then on the road.
In Indian tradition, when they married and by the bride, they make marriage because
of the cloth. Because in Indian tradition, when man and woman are married and their cloth is tied. Gulal Kun, we drove past it on the side of the road that did not stop this year. There at Radha Krishna is, there is a place of Radha Krishna's activities and there is holy pastimes. There even now today, one day a year, at the time of holy, sent rain to finish the bridge buses, then he is called behead. Behead means shameless. Behead was shameless.
Behead.
Deep. In ancient times, it was called Digapore. Why? Because when Nandababu was moving around for some days there, he stayed there, dead. Therefore, from there, Digapore then come present day Deep. Then Bhojantali, where Krishna Balaram used to perform their pastimes of taking lunch.
Deep man. Indeed, there is a temple of Lakshman, brother of Ram. There, you see that in Ramlila, Krishna gave his two sons Ajodhyapuri in two parts, kingdom. And he gave Lakshman this place, and Bharat and his sons Bharatpur near the gate, and Shatrughna and his son gave the Mathura Vrindavan. Very important these places are. Then Bhojanasthali. Tumi bolo to Bhojanasthali kotha.
जहाँ पर सुंदर, जहाँ पर मनोरम, जहाँ पर मधुर, जहाँ पर
कामनागंज के अंतर्गत हम
वहाँ पर जाने से सब प्रकार की कामनाएं गोपियों जैसा प्रेम भी प्राप्त हो सकता है। समस्या ऐसा नहीं, पहले सखाओं के साथ में खेल रहे थे देवमासुर, उन सखाओं को कंदरे में बंद कर दिया। जब लड़कों को कृष्ण नहीं देखा तो समझ गए तो उस देवमासुर को मारा। मारने के बाद में मारते मारते समय बहुत लग गया और बच्चों को भूख लगी, तब वो गए भोजन थाली में और वहां पर भोजन कर रहे हैं। ऐसे बात
हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण सखाओं के साथ में खेल रहे थे। वहां पर धर्मनाथा ने वो खेल था, सखाओं ने कृष्ण को बन के राजा और मधुमंगल को बना दिया मंत्री, और वहां पर कुछ सखा बन के चोर और कुछ सखा बन के जो मालिक थे अभी उन लोगों ने भेड़ को पकड़ लिया। अब पकड़ करके भले हमारी खेती को उन्होंने उजाड़ दिया इसलिए हम उसको पकड़ लिया है, लेकिन वो भेड़ का जो मालिक था बोले नहीं तुम लोग चोर हो और हमारे भेड़ को पकड़ के ले जा रहे हैं, अभी तुम लोग हम पकड़े हमारे राजा के पास हम तुमको ले जाएंगे। राजा कौन है बोले कन्हैया कृष्ण राजा। अभी वहां पकड़ के वो चोर को ले आए, आगे के बोले कृष्ण अभी हम राजा हो अभी विचार करो, अभी ये लोग चोर हमारे भेड़ को पकड़ के ले जा रहे थे जो जिनको चोर बनाया था, बोले हम चोर नहीं है, ये हमारा खेती ये बकरी भेड़ आकर खेती को सत्यानाश करके उजाड़ दिया इसलिए हम इसको पकड़ कर ले जा रहे थे। अभी विचार नहीं कर पा रहे, ये तो अच्छी बोल रही है चोर नहीं, ये बोलते नहीं हम चोर नहीं खेती का मालिक। इतने में कृष्णा मधुमंगल को था मधुमंगल, अभी तुम बताओ अभी इनको क्या दंड दिया जाए। मधुमंगल ना कहीं आ अभी इनका दंड दिया जाएगा, ये हमको पेट भर करके लड्डू मिला है, अपना चरण द्वारा हुए पृथ्वी को उन्होंने धारण किया।
क्योंकि वे संजीव शक्ति की मूल अदृश्य देवता, इसलिए वहां पर श्री बलदेव प्रभु का चरण चिन्ह अभी भी वहां पर प्रभु का चरण चिन्ह है। इसलिए भगवान वहां पर लीला की, जहां पर हम लोग भोजन थाली देखा वहां पर कुंड है, वहां पर ऐसे बताते हैं वहीं से ही कभी ब्रह्मा जी ने गो भक्त सगुन करके वहां से हरे किया है। इसलिए कुंड भी वहां पर कृष्ण कुंड भी वहां पर, इसलिए वहीं से ब्रह्मा जब देखा कृष्ण के चरण में हमारा अपराध हो गया, हमने कृष्ण का वत्स और हमने सत्ता को चोरी किया, फिर ब्रह्मा सर्वप्रथम वहीं से उन्होंने ये ब्रज मंडल की परिक्रमा उन्होंने छोड़ दिया था। क्यों ये कृष्ण का धाम लिए, अगर ये धाम को परिक्रमा करेंगे तो मेरा जो अपराध ये अपराध से मैं मुक्त हो जाऊंगा। इसलिए सुना जाता है ब्रह्मा उनसे परिक्रमा प्रारंभ किया था, इसलिए वो स्थली अत्यंत अत्यंत पवित्र स्थली है वो सागर है। इतना
बस अन्य लोग बोल
the first place that we went to today was Gaudiya. So there Krishna and his friends were playing and they made some divisions. Then Krishna was made the king, Madhavananda was made chief minister. Some boys were made in charge of different garden areas. Some boys made themselves to pretend they were like sheep or goats. And some boys made themselves into a group of thieves. So as they were playing, the boys were trying to steal. Some other boys were disguised as sheep. Then the other boys were fighting that they could not reconcile. They went to the king. And the king was Kanaya, see Krishna. Then he said, to present your case, the boy said, we own this garden, these sheep came in our garden, and we caught them. The other boy said, no, they are stealing our sheep. And Krishna said, I cannot work this out. Madhavananda, will you give some decision? Then Madhavananda said, the decision is only boy should feed me many ladus and fill my stomach. Then there was so much laughing and joking. But as they were playing, and some sheep were being stolen, there was one demon named Yomaso. So Yomaso was one rakshas. Actually, I've heard he represents Mayavad. Because Mayavads, they never believe that Bhagavan should have any associates. Therefore, he thinks only there is Nirguna Brahma, there is no Lakshmi, there is no nothing, there are no gopis, there is only Brahma. Therefore, he was taking the boys one by one and stuffing them in one cave. So that cave is a little bit up the hill there. So Krishna can understand where these boys have gone. My friends are disappearing one by one. This is all this Yoma soul. Therefore, then Krishna and Yomaso began fighting. So as they were fighting, the whole earth was shaking. And Sri Baladev, who is the Adishakti Devata of Sandini Shakti, or existence, by his foot, he placed his foot on Prithvi, the earth, and the earth became steadied by the footprint of Sri Baladev's feet. Therefore, even today, the footprint of Sri Balaram is still there. Just like in the Mahabharata, when Sri Krishna went to kill Grandfather Bhishma, that time he was very angry, he was running, and went with his chariot in his hand, he went to finish Bhishma. Arjuna grabbed Krishna by the waist, and Krishna dragged him 40 paces. That time Krishna's Pitamba flooded and fell on the ground, otherwise the earth would be destroyed. So he went to that place of Kamyavan. Buddha said Kamyavan means the place where everyone's desires are fulfilled, even those persons who desire to serve Krishna in the mood of the gopis. There also is the Kirsagar, that kund which was dry, also known as Krishna kund, and also there's Bhishli, Bhishapa, that slide where Krishna and his friends used to slide up and down.
इसके बाद में पिछल पहाड़ी कृष्ण गोचारण करते हुए अपने सखाओं के साथ में इसी जगह ऊपर से नीचे एक बड़ी सुंदर शिकनी पहाड़ का खंड है, टुकड़ा है, उस पर सखा लोग ऊपर से जाकर नीचे पिछलते थे। इस प्रकार से तब से अभी 5000 वर्षों से वो इसी प्रकार की है, और यहाँ पर सभी संप्रदाय के लोग परिक्रमा में जाते हैं और उस स्थान पर जाते हैं और फिसलते भी हैं उसी तरह से, इस प्रकार से खेल करते हैं। इसके बाद में वृंदा देवी में आप लोग गए, वृंदावन जब मुगलों के अत्याचार से वृंदावन से राधा गोविंद जी को, गोपीनाथ जी को, मदन मोहन को, राधा दामोदर जी को,
राधा माधव
ये सब को लेकर के, जबकि महाराज जयपुर के नरेश वे जब जा रहे थे तो उन्होंने रास्ते में राधा कुंड में पहले पड़ाव डाला, जिस तरह में राधा जी गोविंद जी को रखा गया, जिस स्थान पर गोपीनाथ जी को, जहाँ पर मदन मोहन को, वो स्थान अभी भी वहाँ पर है। उसके बदले उसके प्रतिभू विग्रह हैं और असल विग्रह ऊपर चले गए। फिर वहाँ से ये लोग यहाँ कामेवन में आए, कामेवन में जहाँ पर कि गोविंद जी थे वही वृंदा जी का मंदिर है। गोविंद जी के नाम से प्रसिद्ध नहीं है, वृंदा जी के नाम से। इसका कारण यह है कि वहाँ पर जब महाराज अपने विग्रहों को वहाँ पर पधराया तो जिस जगह पर अभी वृंदा जी का मंदिर है वहाँ पर राधा गोविंद जी को पधराया। जहाँ पर आप गोपीनाथ जी के मंदिर में गए थे चरण पहाड़ी के बाद में शायद, तो वहाँ पर गोपीनाथ जी और मदन मोहन का भीतर में है, शायद आप लोग नहीं गए, गए थे वो भीतर में है, दूर है। तो उस समय कुछ दिन रहे और इसके बाद में वहाँ से तीनों विग्रहों को लेकर के चले गए जयपुर में। विग्रह तो चले गए किंतु वृंदा जी नहीं गई, वृंदा देवी वही कामे वन में ही सीमा तक रह गई और जयपुर नहीं गई, केवल कृष्ण ही गए। इसलिए वृंदा जी का वहाँ पर मंदिर है। हम लोगों ने कामे वन से उस वृंदा जी को उनके वन में, वृंदावन में हम लोग ले आए और अपने मंदिर में हम लोगों ने उसको स्थापित कर दिया है। फिर कामेश्वर महादेव में गए, वहाँ पर महाराज युधिष्ठिर और यक्ष का संवाद हुआ। कौन बोलेगा? तुम्हें बोलबो एखन बोली ठीक होलो तो बोलो। तुम ही बोलो। व्हाट आई टोल्ड
After we went to the city, there at the time of Krishna 5,000 years ago, Krishna Sakas used to slide on a very shiny piece of stone. So even today, the indentation made by Krishna and his friends is still there. And all different political parties from all four sampradayas even today slide on that place in remembrance of that pastime. We went to the temple of Vrindadevi. Because of the disturbance by the Muslims, the main deities of Vrindavan, like Govinda, Sri Gopinath, Sri Radha Damodar, Radha Vinod, Sri Radha Madhav, all the main deities of Vrindavan were moved by Maharaj Man Singh to Jaipur. So on the way, the three main deities of Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, and Radha Madhav Mohan, on the way they stopped at Radha Kund. And on the way to Jaipur, they stopped in Kamyavan. Therefore, Kamyavan is not so much famous for the temple of Govinda as it is famous for the establishment of the Vrindadevi temple. At different places where Man Singh Maharaj stopped, the Pratibyuhar, the representatives of those three deities, Govinda, Gopinath, and Madhav Mohan, have been established. We did not go to the temple of Madhav Mohan because time was short. Therefore, Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Jaipur, but Vrindadevi she did not leave. As she appeared in the mind of the devotees who were carrying her out of Vrindavan, said, "Do not take me outside of Vrindavan." There were those three main deities, Sri Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, And Radha Madan Mohan went to Jaipur. And Guru Maharaj says, Vrinda Devi was established there in Kamyavan. And Guru said, by the expression of Vrinda Devi, that he also established Vrinda Devi in the Sri Snap Goryavan in Sevakunish.
कामेश्वर के पारसी में धर्म कुंड है, वहीं पर बात की।
हम लोग श्रीलंकुर जी बात करते हैं, कामेश्वर महादेव जब हम लोग वहाँ पर दर्शन किया, कामेश्वर महादेव हर धाम में श्री शंकर जी वहाँ पर भी श्री शंकर जी है। इसलिए महाराज जी कभी महाराज ने बताए थे कि कामेश्वर महादेव जो महादेव हमारे सारे कामना को पूरी करते हैं। फिर हमारा क्या कामना है, हम चाहते हैं क्या क्या काम है, फिर केवल हमारा एक ही काम है, केवल राधा रानी की दास्य ही हमारी एक काम है और हमारा कोई काम नहीं। इसलिए आमित राधिका पक्षपाति सदा, इसलिए कबू ना ही यही ताकि केवल यही हमारा काम है। इसलिए केवल एकदम प्रयोजन, केवल एक ही प्रयोजन है, केवल राधा दास्य ही हमारा काम है। फिर ये काम को श्री शंकर जी पूरी करते हैं और उसको आस पास में वहां पर बहुत सारी लीला हुई है। वहां पर हम लोग श्रवण किया वैष्णव को महाराज से, वहीं पर पंच पांडव कुछ दिन तक वहीं पर निवास किए जब उनका वनवास हो गया। इसलिए वनवास का समय में एक समय वहीं पर पंच पांडव रहते समय दुर्योधन हर समय इसी चेष्टा में रहता था कि पंच पांडवों को कैसे हम समाप्त करते। इसलिए कभी दुर्योधन को घर में श्री दुर्वासा जी आए, दुर्योधन खूब उनको सेवा की। वो दुर्वासा तो बड़े जल्दी संतुष्ट हो जाते हैं और बड़े जल्दी क्रोधित हो जाते हैं। इसलिए जब उनको संतुष्ट कर दिए, अभी दुर्वासा चाहते हैं उनको वरदान देना। तब आप हमें क्या वरदान देंगे, आप जैसे हम लोगों को उम्र में कृपा की, हमारे भाई लोग भी है पास में कामेवर में, आप उनको पर भी उनका सेवा ग्रहण करके उनको पर भी आप कृपा कीजिए। दुर्योधन को पता था द्रौपदी के पास में एक पटली है जो सूर्य का प्रदर, जब तक द्रौपदी नहीं खाती तब तक वो विश्व ब्रह्मांड को खिला सकती है, लेकिन द्रौपदी खाने का बाद फिर वो विश्व खिला नहीं सकती। वो पता लगा रहा था द्रौपदी का भोजन कम समाप्त हो गया, उसको पता लगा था जब द्रौपदी का भोजन समाप्त हो गई तब उन्होंने हमारे दुर्वासा जी को उन्होंने भेज दिया। दुर्वासा जी जब आए रथ में बैठ कर पायल सभी तेरी गति से
से रथ नहीं, रथ नहीं पहुंच सकता वहां से,
साथ
ही साथ में एकदम वहां पर
पहुंचे। अब द्रौपदी वहां पर बैठ कर कृष्ण को स्मरण कर रही थी, इतने में कृष्ण आके पांचाली द्रौपदी द्रौपदी कृष्ण कहां से आ गए, अभी जिनको स्मरण कर रही थी आंख खोलते हुए था वही साक्षात रूप में खड़े गए, तो आश्चर्य में पड़ गई। कृष्ण ने कहा द्रौपदी मैं परसा हुआ थाला को मैंने सरका करके छोड़ के आया हूँ, मुझे बड़े भूख लग रहा है, मेरे कुछ भोजन करा बोले प्रभु, इसलिए तो आपको हमने बुलाई दुर्वासा 7000 शिष्यों को लेकर कभी घर में आया है, अभी मैं भोजन करने के बाद उसको भोजन नहीं करा सकती हूँ, इसलिए मैंने आपको बुलाया, क्योंकि मैं कुछ नहीं जानता हूँ, पहले मेरे को पहले भोजन करा उसके बाद में फिर तुम्हारा बात सुनूंगा। कहते प्रभु कुछ नहीं, कहते भटो नहीं लाओ तो सही, भगवान चमत्कार का है बटलो लाए देखा उसमें एक केवल चावल की चावल के चिंता उसमें लगा हुआ, एक ग्लास पानी ले आओ कृष्ण केवल उसको ग्रहण करके बोले अगर मैं विश्वभर हूँ मैं तृप्त हो गया और एक ग्लास पानी पी करके उन्होंने डकार उठाया तो जितने सारे ऋषि सब स्नान कर रहे थे सबको देखा पेट इतनी बड़े खुल गया, अपने आप लग रहा अपने गला पर भोजन किया हजमा
दुर्जन को पकड़ कर ले जा रहे हैं, मतलब अर्जुन जल्दी जल्दी जाओ दुर्जन
चलते चलते आगे के दुर्जय महाराज को जन्म लिया, फिर उनको मुक्त कर दिया। उसी समय दुर्योधन ने बोला था, समय आने पर अगर मुझे कुछ बार मांगोगे तो मैं आपको कुछ बार दे सकता हूँ। बोले ठीक है, जब जरूरत होगा तब हम बार मांग लेंगे। कहते वहां पर ये यादें वहां पर हुई थी दुर्योधन
अरे वहां पर जब आया युधिष्ठिर ने उनको छोड़ दिया तो उसने कहा जैसे हम इसका बदला लेंगे। ये बड़े दुर्भाग्य की बात है कि युधिष्ठिर को जिस हमने इतना सताया और वही हमारी रक्षा कर रहा है। मर जाता तो बल्कि अच्छा था, किंतु शत्रु से बचना भी अच्छा नहीं। अरे इसको बतलाया धर्मराज के साथ में जो बात हुई उसको कहो। अब
अभी वहीं पर कभी द्रौपदी को प्यास लगी, इतने में युधिष्ठिर महाराज नकुल को बोले, नकुल देखो तो आसपास में कहीं पानी होगा। अभी जब उन्होंने आसपास में कहीं पानी दे करके जब पानी पीने के लिए गए, इतने में देखा एक यक्ष बोले साहब भार पानी नहीं पी सकते हो। इतने में देखा कौन बोल रहा है, देखा ये बबला जैसे वो बोल रहा है मेरा प्रश्न का उत्तर दे करके फिर तुम पानी पी सकते हो। उन्होंने देखा कि बबूला और इसका प्रश्न का उत्तर दे करके फिर पानी पीऊंगा। जो जबरदस्ती पानी पीने के लिए गया तो वहीं पर वो बेहोश हो गया। युधिष्ठिर महाराज ने देखा कि आया नहीं, फिर उन्होंने सहदेव को फिर अर्जुन फिर भीम को देखा। ये लोग भी जब पानी पीने के लिए गए उस समय भी कभी बोले साहब भार मेरा प्रश्न का उत्तर दे करके पानी पी सकते हो। तो उन्होंने भी जो जबरदस्ती पानी पीने के लिए गए तो वो वहीं को वहीं सब सब बेहोश हो गए। इतने में युधिष्ठिर महाराज ने देखा गए तो गए कोई आए नहीं। अब युधिष्ठिर महाराज आए जब फिर वो पानी पीने के लिए जा रहे थे, देखा फिर एक बगुला रूप धारण करके बोल रहे साहब भार पहले मेरा प्रश्न का उत्तर दो फिर पानी पियो, नहीं तो चार भाइयों का जो दशा उसी दशा आपको भोगना पड़ेगा। वो तो युधिष्ठिर है, युधिष्ठिर मतलब जो युद्ध में जो स्थिर है हर समय जिनका बुद्धि स्थिर बुद्धि है। तो उन्होंने कहा कृपा करके आप पूछिए। तो उन्होंने बहुत प्रश्न किया था, फिर उन प्रश्नों में उसमें चार प्रश्न विशेष प्रश्न था। उसमें उनका पहला प्रश्न था तापंथा वास्तव मार्ग क्या है। लोग इसी भक्ति मार्ग में लोग तरह तरह का मार्ग में चलते हैं, इसलिए तो उन्होंने उत्तर दिया वेदा विवरणा स्मृत विवरणा नासौ मुनि जस्य मतम न भिन्नम धर्म सतत को निहत दीप कुआया महाजैन जेना और एकादश स्कंध में बताया वास्तव रूप में सारे ऋणी से कौन मुक्त हो सकते हैं? तो वहां पर बताया जबर से उत्ता पितृणाम नारायणी चराजन सर्वात्मना शरणम शरणम गतम मुकुंदम परिहर्त कर्तव्यम। इसलिए इस जगत में आने पर जीव को पांच प्रकार का ऋणी में ऋण बनना पड़ता है। देव देवर्षि देव देव ऋणी ऋषि ऋणी जीवों का ऋणी राजा ऋणी और ऐसे करके पिता माता का ऋणी ऐसे करके उनको पांच छह तरह का ऋणी जीव को चुकाना पड़ता है। लेकिन कभी समस्त ऋणी से कौन मुक्त हो सकता है? कभी जो संपूर्ण रूप में कृष्ण जिसको बोलते सर्वधर्मा परित्यज्य माम एकम शरणम व्रज अहम त्वां सर्व पाप विमोक्षयामि माम शुचो। इसलिए जो सारे धर्मों को छोड़ करके केवल भगवान का चरण में जो शरणागत हो जाता है कहते वास्तव रूप में वही व्यक्ति ही सारे ऋणि से ही मुक्त हो सकता है। नहीं तो जगत का पिता माता का ऋण चुका ही नहीं सकते। एक एक ऋण चुकाने के लिए आपके तो कितने जीवन लग जाएगा। केवल एक ऋण चुकानी चाहिए भगवान का ऋण और गुरु जी का ऋण, उसी ऋण सब ऋण से मुक्त हो जाएंगे। तब उन्होंने तीसरा प्रश्न था वार्ता क्या वार्ता क्या है संवाद क्या है। तो उन्होंने बोले ये संसार रूपी एक कढ़ाई है। कहते कढ़ाई में जीव कैसे वहां पर कैसे खौल रहे हैं और दिन रात रूपी सूर्य का किरण से कैसे खौल रहे हैं और ऋतु रूपी जो कलची को द्वारा उनको तरह तरह का दुख कष्ट दिया जा रहा है। इसलिए वार्ता है जीव तत्व कैसे भगवान को भूल करके ये संसार में आ गए और संसार में कैसे जीव के दुख कष्ट भोग कर रहे हैं। इसलिए कहते यही वार्ता है। और अंत में चौथा प्रश्न था की आश्चर्य जगत में सबसे बड़ा आश्चर्य क्या है। अहनी अहनी भूतानी दर्शन की जमे मंदिर कहते सबसे आश्चर्य बात यही है हम देख रहे हैं हमसे जो छोटे थे वो हमसे पहले चले गए लेकिन हमारे सामने हमने देखा हम छोटे जो थे वो सबके सब चले गए उनको सब जला दिया स्वयं जाकर जला करके आए। लेकिन हम स्वयं सोचते हैं हम कभी नहीं मरेंगे हम तो चिरकाल के लिए हम जिंदा रहेंगे इसलिए हम कभी नहीं मरेंगे। फिर जगत में ही सबसे बड़ा आश्चर्य की बात है। इसलिए और जब हम जानते हैं हम मरेंगे फिर हम भगवान का भजन भी करते हैं। इसलिए जगत में यही आश्चर्य जी अपना को चिरकाल हम रहेंगे और चिरकाल संसार का विषय हो करेंगे यही करके जगत में सबसे बड़ा आश्चर्य है और जीव जो भगवान का भजन नहीं करते। तब उन्होंने जब उनके जथा ने उत्तर दिया वो प्रसन्न हो गए बोले आप एक काम कर सकते हो कहीं जो चार जो मरे हुए आप इनसे आप एक व्यक्ति को आप जिंदा प्राप्त कर सकते हो बताओ ये चारों में आप किसको चाहते हो। बोले चारों में ये नकुल को हमें दे दो। बोले क्यों ये तो भीम सर्वश्रेष्ठ गदाधारी अर्जुन सर्वश्रेष्ठ गांडीवधारी वो तुम्हारा भैया है वो तो माद्री का संतान तुम उसको क्यों चाह रहे हो। कहते मैं युधिष्ठिर हूँ मैं अपना भैया का एक संतान में जुड़ा हूँ अभी माद्री के ये दो संतान है इसलिए चाहता हूँ इनका भी एक संतान जिंदा रहे। इसलिए आप उनको जिंदा करा दो। इतने में इनका विचार देख करके वे आश्चर्य हो गए। आश्चर्य हो करके वे ठीक है मैं आपका विचार से संतुष्ट हूँ कि संख्या सभी को प्राण प्राप्त हो जाए सबके सब जिंदा हो जाएंगे। फिर वे सबके सब जिंदा लेकर के फिर उन्हें वापस आए। फिर वहां पर ये लीला भी उनका हुई थी वहां पर और बहुत सारी लीला सब वैष्णव लोग वैसागर उत्तर से कृपा
All these stories?
Yeah.
So many stories we told. So many stories we told.
ओम ज्ञानतीरंगस्य ज्ञानमिन्द्रशदाय
So Srimad Rasananda Prabhu has just told so many of the pastimes that took place near Vimala Kunda and Dharma Kunda, which we visited today. And he described pastimes pertaining to the Pandavas, the five Pandava brothers, who when they were in exile, they used to come to this place. And there were a number of incidences which took place there. In this Vimala Kunda, when they were camping nearby to there, one day, nearby, the very envious cousin brother of the Pandavas, Duryodhana, he wanted to embarrass the Pandavas. Therefore, he invited Durvasa Rishi to come to his palace. And he fed Durvasa Rishi very sumptuously. He gave him all kinds of very special preparations. And Durvasa Rishi became very satisfied. So he requested Duryodhana to ask him for some favor, some benediction. And then Duryodhana, he said, "Oh, my dear cousin brothers, the Pandavas and Draupadi, they are residing nearby here at Vimala Kunda. And I would wish that you would go there to that place and kindly accept meals from them also. But please go there in the latest part of the afternoon, in the third prahara of the afternoon." So actually, evil Duryodhana had a scheme because he knew that Draupadi, she had a very special pot which was given to her by Sri Krishna. And this pot had the benediction that whatever she would cook in that pot, it could feed any number of people. Unlimited number of people could partake of that prasadam that she would cook. However, once that she would wash that pot and it would be finished, then no more persons could take anything. So it was like a magical, mystical pot. Now, so he wanted that Durvasa Rishi would go there in the latter part of the day because he knew that they would be finished with their meals and that Draupadi would have already washed that pot. So suddenly, on that day, Durvasa Rishi came there to that place. And, the Pandavas, they were very concerned that Durvasa Rishi, he should be able to accept his meals. But also, I forgot to mention that Duryodhana requested that Durvasa should go there with his 60,000 disciples. So not only he, who had a very huge appetite, would go, but also she would have to feed the 60,000 disciples of Durvasa Muni. So when he came there, then the Pandavas were very concerned, and Draupadi especially, she was very shocked and frightened because she did not know what to do. But so they requested that Durvasa Rishi should go and he should take his bath in Vimala Kunda. So he went there with all of his disciples. And in the meantime, Draupadi was thinking, what to do? And in this helpless condition, she knew that she had no other choice, no other alternative. She began calling out, "Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna." Because Draupadi has a very intimate, friendly relationship as Sakhi with Krishna. So she called out to Krishna. And actually, when Krishna hears the calls of his beloved devotees, very quickly, immediately, Krishna will come to rescue them. So suddenly, Krishna came there, and he appeared in front of Draupadi. And he said, "Oh, my dear Sakhi, I am very, very hungry. Please feed me." And she explained to Krishna the problem that Durvasa Rishi was waiting nearby. She had nothing to feed him. And also, practically, she had nothing even to give to Krishna. But Krishna said, no, you should bring me that pot of yours. Just bring it here. Because she told him that it's already been washed, and there's nothing left. So he said, no, bring me the pot. So when she brought the pot to Sri Krishna, then Krishna examined the pot, and on the very outside of the pot, he found one tiny little piece of spinach, green leafy vegetable, which was still sticking to the pot. So with his fingernail, he scraped off this little piece of spinach, and he put it into his mouth. And then he requested from Draupadi some water to drink. Then he drank the water, and suddenly, suddenly he felt completely satisfied and full. He said, Tripto Smi, I'm completely satisfied. And even Sri Krishna, he belched out of satisfaction. So now, as Durvasa Rishi was nearby, when Sri Krishna felt this full sensation in his stomach, suddenly Durvasa and all of the 60,000 disciples, they also felt completely filled, as if they'd eaten up to their necks a whole feast. They couldn't eat one tiny little morsel more. So now Sri Krishna instructed that Bhimsen should go there, or Yudhishthira instructed that Bhimsen should go, and he should bring Durvasa Rishi. So Bhimsen began to go there with his club on his shoulder, with his mustache curled, and yelling out, "Oh, Durvasa, Durvasa, come now!" Like Chinchipa, dear Maharaj, is always telling us, "Come to the buses, come to the buses. Don't delay." So he was calling out like this to Durvasa Rishi, and now Durvasa Rishi, he became very frightened because he remembered, "Oh, I made a big mistake before with Ambarish Maharaj. I don't want to make the same mistake again." And suddenly he took off into the airways, flying into the airways with his 60,000 disciples. So in this way, when Bhimsen came there, nor Durvasa. So how Sri Krishna always answered the prayers of his beloved devotees. Another incident which took place was when So Duryodhana was camped nearby to the Pandavas, and when he was camping nearby to them, he was having a big party, and he was trying to embarrass all the Pandavas for a number of days. He was having feasting and celebration, and he was trying to embarrass all the Pandavas. So in Indradev, who is the father of Arjuna, he didn't like this. So he didn't like that they were trying to do such a dastardly deed against the Pandavas. So therefore, he sent his general of his army in the heavenly planets, Chitrasen. So Chitrasen came there with so many, a Gandharva army, and he came down and attacked the camp of Duryodhana. He defeated Duryodhana's entire army, and he defeated Duryodhana and captured him. And now he was taking Duryodhana up into the airways. And Duryodhana was screaming and calling out, and he was very frightened.
Save me!
So then Yudhishthira, seeing the predicament that Duryodhana was in, now he told that Bhim, "Oh Bhim, you should go and you should help him. He is our brother." And Bhim said, What are you talking about? He's our enemy. He's trying to embarrass us. He's always getting us into difficult situations. I don't want to help him." And then Yudhishthira said, No, you have to understand that when we are sometimes amongst ourselves as brothers, well, we can quarrel amongst ourselves. But when there is any outside attacking party, then we are 105. All of us are all together as one. We must go and save our brother." So then he instructed them to go. And Arjuna, he instructed Arjuna, and now Arjuna, So he instructed Arjuna, and Arjuna now began to fire arrows into the sky, and he built a stairway, and then he went up on the stairway. He arranged in a very amazing mystical way with his arrows. He built this stairway, and at the top of the stairway, it was so exactly calculated that Duryodhana would be able to suddenly roll down the stairway and come down to the ground. So, and when he fell down to the ground, he fell right at the feet of Maharaj Yudhishthira. And Maharaj Yudhishthira embraced him affectionately, received him very respectfully, and this was a very, very great embarrassment to Duryodhana. Even though he was being dealt with in such a heartful way. But Duryodhana, what is the nature of Duryodhana? His heart is like a piece of coal. If you try to wash a piece of coal, it will remain black. You continue to wash it for days on end, still it's black. So in this way, Duryodhana, he went back to his kingdom, and now he became even more and more envious against them.
Oh, Dharmakunda, yes. One day, the Pandavas were in that area, and they were wandering in the forest, and they became very, very thirsty. So they wanted to find water. So Maharaj used their notice that off in the distance, some birds were coming down from the sky and landing on the land. So he understood that there must be water there. So he decided that he should send, first of all, beam saying.
Yes, first beam.
Beam. Yes, beam. He sent beam.
Beam.
He sent beam there. And so when beam saying came there and he saw this pond of water, this kunda, oh, immediately he wanted to go and drink it. But there was a yaksha standing on the side of this pond, and the yaksha was in the form of a stork, of a heron, with the long legs and long beak. And this yaksha spoke to him and said, "You should be very, very careful. Don't drink this water." And he said, "What are you? Who are you? Why are you telling me this?"
Reply my question and then you can.
Yes, he said, "First of all, before you drink, you have to reply to my questions. You have to answer my questions." And Beam Singh completely ignored this bird. He went and he drank some water from the kunda. Then he suddenly fell over unconscious. So Yudhishthira was waiting for Beam to come back and give them news where they could come and get water. So when Beam didn't return, then he sent Arjuna. So now Arjuna went there, and same thing happened again. Arjuna saw the stork asked Arjuna, "Yes, you must reply to my questions. First, don't drink." And Arjuna again ignored him, and again he drank the water, and he fell unconscious. And again, Yudhishthira Maharaj is waiting. So then he sent one by one Nakul, then Sahadev, and each brother, they did the same thing. They didn't listen to this bird on the side, this yaksha. They drank the water, fell unconscious. So now Yudhishthira was wondering what to do. All four brothers gone. So now he himself went there. When he arrived, he saw his brothers unconscious on the ground next to the lake. And then he saw this bird, and the bird also spoke to him. He said, "I have questions you have to answer first. And if you answer these questions, then I will give you benediction, I'll give you a benediction." So Yudhishthira Maharaj is very, very intelligent. He is Dharmaraj, actually. He is the son of Dharma. And actually, this stork, who was this bird in the form of a yaksha, was actually his father Yamaraj, who was coming to test him. But he didn't know it at that time. But because he's so intelligent, now this riddles, like riddles and questions, were put to him. And so the first question that he asked him was, "Who is happy?" But actually, he asked him a group of four questions. There are a number of questions in Mahabharata, different groups, but usually we discuss these four main questions. Who is happy? What is the greatest wonder? What is life's real path? And what is newsworthy? So, when he asked him, "Who is happy? Who is the person that is actually happy?" Then Yudhishthira Maharaj thought very carefully, and he says, "That person who is never in any debt to anyone. He is not a debtor to anyone in this world. He also does not have to be in any foreign land. And also, very easily he can obtain his meals and very nice leafy vegetables and herbs and such. So that person, he is very happy." The meaning behind this is that, so the person who has no debts in this world, well, who is that person? It can only be a Krishna Bhakta. A person who has completely surrendered his life and soul at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Because why? As soon as anyone takes birth in this world, immediately they have to have so many debts. They have debts to their parents for giving them this physical body. They have debts to their relatives for helping to maintain them. They have debts to their forefathers also, who enabled them to come into this world. They have debts to the demigods who are supplying those, all the different facilities of the material nature. And this way, so many different debts are accrued simply by taking birth in this world. And everyone has to try to pay those debts. Otherwise, they incur sinful reaction and bad karma, and again, they have to take birth in this world. But actually, it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. That anyone who has taken full shelter of lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, that that person is no longer a debtor to anyone, not forefathers, not his parents, not the demigods, not the rishis, no one he is in debt to. He is completely free from all debts. And this is also stated by Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, where he says, Sarvadharmam prityajya maam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarvapapekya moksha ishyami maa shuchaha. He promises there to Arjuna at the very end of Gita. He says, give up all other dharmas. Don't worry or don't fear about any of your responsibilities to the mundane dharmas of this world. And maam ekam sharanam braja. Simply surrender unto me alone. If you do this, I will automatically free you from any kinds of reactions, sinful or pious reactions in this world. So do not fear. So in this way, Maharaj Yudhisthira, he correctly answered the question, who is happy in this world? And when he asked the question, what is life's real path? Then he thought very deeply. And he said, Targo Pratishta Shutayo Bhavindam Naso Munir Yasya Padam Nabindam Dharmasya Tadvam Nihitam Guhayam Mahajana Yena Yatas Tamanha. So he said there, in this material world, there are so many opinions. What is the path? What is the process by which we can attain our real benefit in life? There are so many different rishis and munis. They're great thinkers, big philosophers. They're trying to give so many different opinions like this. But actually none of them can give you the right course of action to take in this world. Therefore he said, dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. It is a very subtle thing. It is hidden within the deep core of the heart of the mahajans, the great personalities of this universe, of which there are 12 mahajans in this universe, mentioned by Yamaraj in the 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So those great Mahajan personalities, only they know what is the actual path that everyone should follow in this world, and that is Bhagavad Dharma, the path of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, when he asked the question of what is the greatest wonder, Kimas Charya. So, if we were to be asked, what is the most wonderful thing in this world? The most amazing, wonderful thing, ascharyavat, in this world. It would be very difficult for us to give this. But Maharaj Yudhisthira is so intelligent. So he said, Ahani, ahani, bhutani, yatas chiha yamalayam, chesha stavram ichanti, kim ascharyavatakaram. He says, day after day, everyone in this world is going toward the same destination. We see people are dying all around us. Our relatives are dying. They've already died. Our friends are dying. And this material world is Martyrlok. It's a place of death. But yet, shesha stavram ichanti. Those who are still here, remaining here, left behind in this world, like all of us, we're all thinking that we're going to make a permanent situation, that we are not going to go there. So he said, what could be more incredibly wonderful than this? That the conditioned soul is so much an illusion that he sees all around him death is inevitable. He doesn't even know at which moment he's going to die, but yet he lives his life, makes his plans, and he thinks that he's going to live for 100 years, 1,000 years, and he'll never die. Everyone is thinking like this. So Maharaj Yudhisthira said, yes. Kim Ascharya Matakvaram, what could be a more wonderful, amazing thing than this? So that was the correct answer. And finally, what is newsworthy? Or in other words, what's the news? So every day we see so many newspapers. We see so many news programs, CNN News, Internet News, and everybody's trying to find out what is the news. But they're telling you all the little details that are happening in the material world, all the different news, mostly bad, just a little bit of so-called good news. But when Maharaj Yudhisthira was asked what is the news, he gave the absolute truth. He gave the absolute answer. And he said, the news is this. We are all jivas, all living entities in this material world, they're all inside of a very big frying pan. And they're all being fried. Yes, like being in a big wok with a burning fire underneath it and being ladled around, stir-fried in the pot of this material world. So he said that this material world is like a big frying pan, and all the jivas are being fried in the material nature, and the stirring pot is the changing seasons, and the fire that's underneath them is their karmic activities burning them, even pious or impious activities. So this is the predicament of every single jiva soul in the material universe. So if someone asks you, what's the news? Just tell them, we're all being fried. So that was Yudhisthira Maharaj's answer.
Huh? Time is the cook.
And time is the cook who stirred the pot. So in this way, he answered all four questions and other questions as well. And now the yaksha became very satisfied. He said, oh, now you should ask me. You can ask me for any one of your brothers to again be brought back to life, and I will immediately do that. So then Yudhisthira thought very carefully, and he said, I want Nakul. Nakul was the son of the oldest son of Madri, who was the co-wife of
Pandu, yes.
So then, you know, then when he said that he wants Nakul to be brought back to life, then the yaksha asked him, why do you want Nakul? He's not your direct full brother, he's your half brother. Huh? So why don't you want being saved? Huh? Because he's your own brother and he's the strongest. Then Maharaj Yudhisthira said, I believe that the greatest dharma is to see all living beings equally and to deal with all living beings with equality. Samoham. Just like Krishna, he sees all living beings equally. Samoham sarvabhuteshu namadvesha sthinapriya. I don't see any difference between any living being. They're all my eternal parts and parcels. So someone who's on the path of pure Sanatana Dharma, they must also see all living beings as parts and parcels of Krishna and deal equally with all living beings mercifully. So therefore he said, I want that Nakul, he will be brought back to life because he is the son, the eldest son of Madri. And I want that because I am living, so Kunti, she already has one son living, so if Madri also has her son, then this will be fair for her. This will be justice for her. And she will not have to weep that she has no sons. So when the yaksha heard this, oh, he became very satisfied. And he also revealed to Maharaj Yudhisthira, I am Yamaraj. I have come to test you. So in this way, Maharaj Yudhisthira passed the test. And then he also brought all the other brothers back to life because he was so satisfied. So all these pastimes occurred at Vimalakun and Dharmakun, where we went today by the mercy of Srila Gurudev. Lots of our devotees.
यहाँ पर और बहुत सी लीलाएं हैं विशेषकर के पांडव संबंधी. द्रौपदी एक दिन पानी लाने के लिए कहीं गई और जयद्रथ उसको पकड़ करके जबरदस्ती रथ में बैठा करके भागने लगा. उस समय अर्जुन और भीम ने पीछा किया और कृष्ण ने उसे पकड़ लिया और द्रौपदी के यहाँ लाया कहे इसको क्या कारण दे जान से मार डालें. तो उन्होंने कहा नहीं, तुम्हारी बहन का ये पति है, तुम्हारी बहन विधवा हो जाएगी, छोड़ दो. तो अर्जुन ने उसके पास शिखाएं रख दी और रख करके छोड़ दिया। वो लज्जित होकर के चला गया, प्रतिज्ञा किया कि हम अर्जुन को मारेंगे, किंतु हो गया उल्टा। ये सब लीलाएं थी। वहीं पर द्रौपदी, पांचों पांडव वहां पर थे कुछ दिन। वहीं पर एक यक्ष को भीम ने मारा था,
बकासुर
को, राक्षस को, वो भी लीला यहीं पर हुई। और भी वहां पर बिमला कुंड है, वहां पर भी बहुत सी लीलाएं हुई। पासी में हमारे संप्रदाय के प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती जी वहीं पर पासी में भजन करते थे, चरण पहाड़ी के निकट लुकलुकी कुंड में के पास में कृष्ण उस पर्वत के ऊपर में बंसी बजाया और पत्थर पिघल गए। उनके चरणों का स्पष्ट छाप वहां पर अंकित हो गया और उसमें चिन्ह है ना, वहां पर चिन्ह है, दोनों चरणों के चिन्ह, कुछ एड़ी उठी हुई और कुछ दोनों चरणों के चिन्ह है। हम लोग गुरु जी के साथ में बहुत पहले गए थे तो वहां पर देखा पहाड़ों पर छोटे छोटे टुकड़ों पर हिरणों के चिन्ह है, शाखाओं के चिन्ह है, बहुत देखा। और वो सब लुप्त हो गए, उठा करके लोग अपने घरों में लेकर के चले गए हैं। पहाड़ के ऊपर से ही हम लोग गए थे, पिछल पहाड़, ये सब स्थान है। ये सब और भी बहुत सी लीलाएं हैं। आज फिर चरण पहाड़ का बात मैंने कहा, आज आप लोग बहुत थक गए हैं, विश्राम की आवश्यकता है, इसलिए सभा आज यहीं पर समाप्त की जा रही है और आप एक कीर्तन करेंगे। बोलिए।
हरे कृष्णा। So one day, Draupadi was going to catch a water. Meanwhile, the brother-in-law of Duryodhana, who was Duryodhana by name, he came and saw woman is here, only Draupadi. Draupadi was extremely beautiful. See her beauty. Jada put her check her glass and told her, why are you wandering here with the beggars? Better you can come with me, I make my queen. Draupadi, oh dear, don't get like this. Then Draupadi by force kidnapped her. And she was crying out, oh pain, oh Arjun, please help me, please help me. Then Bhima and Arjun chased Draupadi. All the Draupadi was in chariot. But Bhima and Arjun, they are so strong. Being the embodiment of air, how can go faster than Bhim? And Arjun was the biggest archer in the world. He did some mystic, that means he knows so many tricks. By arrow he made fire, then Chaitra put on wood. And being an Arjun came very close to Jagdha, seeing this Jagdha dropped over the air and ran away from there. But how he can run more faster than being an Arjun? They grabbed him and bring to Draupadi. Oh Panchali, please tell what shall he do to him? Shall he kill him? No, don't kill him. If you kill him, because he was 5 brothers and Duryodhana hundreds, among all 105 of only one sister, if you kill him, then your sister will do. Don't do so. What to do now? Then it mentions in scripture, Mani Vyaktinam Apamana Mrityu Tulya. If anyone is very honorable person, if you insult him, insult is equal to death. So, then Bhima and Arjuna make 5 shikhas here and there, make very angry and let him go. And he became very furious. So they do me so bad there and other places, especially with the toad, near Chaturmpada is one big kunda named Lukuti Kunda. So the Prabhupada Saraswati is doing bhajan there. And Krishna played on flute and mountain men, and Krishna's footprint came there, like he is standing in Tribhanga, means Tripod, Ole. The left servant, the footmark of left is completely vivid there, and for right, I mean, the front part was there. And to that door, when he is to travel with his Gurudev Vishal Paramudev, Gurudev Paramudev Parikrama, at that time, Gurudev was seen in small, small pieces of stone, so many marks of tears, stars, cows, and circus. Nowadays, no more available. Because it's small stone, not big rock. So, the devotee is taken away from there and keep their house. So, Gurudev told, when it is very long day, all of you are very tired, better after that you can take a rest. This is the best for you. So, now, Gurudev ordered to do Sankirtan, and tomorrow will be our darshan, we will announce tomorrow.